Hello again, you're listening to the news at one. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said he's concerned by revelations around how a sensational 1995 interview with Princess Diana was secured by the BBC. An inquiry headed by former senior judge John Dyson concluded that journalist Martin Bashir had used deceit and fake bank statements to secure the interview and found that the BBC had been woefully ineffective in investigating Bashir's actions. Mr. Johnson said he hoped the BBC will be taking every possible step to make sure that nothing like this happens again. Let's talk now to Enda Brady, Sky News correspondent, who's been following this. Enda, if the BBC hoped that this inquiry, which it itself commissioned from John Dyson, was going to draw a line under this controversy, they'll be very much disappointed today.
Yeah, I think this was entirely predictable, what's happened this morning. The Prime Minister being asked his opinion on this, obviously he's out and about and it is the main story dominating all the news bulletins, front page of every national newspaper across the UK, and a huge worldwide interest in this. So the Prime Minister has given his opinion. The Metropolitan Police, we now learn, are going to reassess the information in the inquiry. They said in March of this year that they would not open their own investigation. But now police will sit down and read 127 pages of a really thorough report put together by the former Supreme Court Judge Lord Dyson at a cost of 1.5 million euros. It's taken them 6 months. It is extremely detailed and it is scathing of the BBC. And you're right, if the BBC bosses felt that, you know, publishing this yesterday would draw a line under it and they could move on, I think the statement from Prince William last night, backed up by words from his brother in California, Harry, has just catapulted this into the news agenda. And this is a crisis that is just getting worse by the hour for the BBC.
At the heart of this, of course, is the behaviour of Martin Bashir, described as a rogue reporter by Prince William. But other former senior figures in the BBC also have been left with some very serious questions to answer.
Yeah, Tony Hall, he's now Lord Hall. He was involved heavily at the time with Panorama, boss of news and current affairs. He's a BBC career man, really, one of the blazers that just rose up through the ranks and became director general. He can't be found today. He's gone to ground. There are some serious questions. People at every level of the organisation, how a completely unknown journalist was able to walk in and say that he had got the scoop of the century. Princess Diana would sit down with him and him only to discuss her married life, her problems, her issues with the royal family, everything. And I think Prince William nailed it last night in that statement, saying that he believes that interview should never be broadcast again because the fakery that was involved, the forged bank documents that were put in front of his mother, all of that fed into how she approached the interview. She let rip, completely having been hoodwinked by Bashir. And then, of course, Charles responded with his interview with his friend Dimbleby, and the War of the Waleses was effectively over because the Queen told him to divorce. So it changed modern British royal history, and we're left wondering what would have happened, what could have happened had that interview not taken place. I mean, it is a shameful episode in the history of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
And more, no doubt, to come. Enda Brady from Sky, thank you for that.